The cash registers are chirping. And the staff is busy wrapping gifts at the downtown Ventura store called Beyond Main.
I'm going to put this in a separate bag for you.
That'd be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this downtown gift shop is one of hundreds of Ventura and Santa Barbara County businesses hurt by the Thomas Brush Fire. The fire didn't make it to downtown Ventura, but it came close.
We were very fortunate that sparks that came off because of those winds didn't take out downtown. Could very easily have, even more devastating than it is.
Carol Barcelos owns Beyond Main. She says while they didn't get hit by the fire, like many businesses, they lost days of business during the peak holiday season.
We didn't have power until Friday. And then Friday, even though we had power, it was still very smoky down here. A lot of ash falling. The fire was still very actively burning around us, the hills and everything. But we got open Saturday, and we've been open every day since.
From Ojai, Santa Paula, and Ventura to Carpinteria, Montecito, and Santa Barbara, the Thomas Fire has created chaos for many businesses. With evacuations, power outages, and smoke, the fire has hit them during one of their most important times of the year. Kevin Clarici is executive director of the Downtown Ventura organization, which represents the downtown business community.
In the immediate aftermath, everyone's hearts and thoughts immediately went to those who were displaced, understandably. But I think some of the less obvious impact of the fires were on small businesses. Many of them lost an entire week of sales at a time this holiday shopping season means so much to them. Downtown, we were maybe a little bit more fortunate than others in that we got power quickly. The air quality improved, and a lot of our stores were able to get back open, and we've done well, and we've been grateful for the support from the community.
The good news is that with Christmas just a few days away, many people are returning to local stores. It's tough to find a parking spot right now in downtown Ventura, and despite the blustery conditions, the streets are busy with pedestrians. The city has waived parking fees to help get people back downtown. Patricia Girardo drove from Malibu to do some last-minute holiday shopping in downtown Ventura.
We wanted to come down and support the community because we could see the fire from where we live, and it was horrifying, so we just thought we should come down and just support everybody because I know that we're closed for at least a week.
Riley Barnes, who lives in Ventura, says he's trying to make up for shopping time he lost because of the fire.
I guess people are going along with the Christmas spirit, you know, as the time grows near. I hadn't done any shopping previously, so I was trying to get lots of stuff for my friends and whatnot. Got lots of stuff.
Kevin Clarici with the Downtown Ventura organization says whether you live in Ventura or Santa Barbara counties, the message is simple.
Shop local. Find a way maybe to redirect one thing you might have bought online. Find a local store to spend that, whether it's groceries or entertainment, or maybe it's a unique gift, or maybe it's going out for dinner. You know, that applies here in downtown Ventura, but it implies if you live in Ojai, support, you know, downtown Ojai. If you live in Santa Paula, support, you know, small businesses in Santa Paula, because this isn't just a feel-good principle. This is really about our economy. A strong local economy needs money to funnel through that.
Cookie Folter, who works in the Beyond Main gift shop in downtown Ventura, says business has been picking up daily.
We have been consistently on the move. It was pretty bad there for a while. Everything affects everything else, right?
Business owner Carol Barcelos.
We had people coming in, and it's just gotten better and better. People are really rallying, really making it a point of supporting us.
There you go. Thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas.
In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.